God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a pair.
Alrighty, well, each week at this time, we like to welcome Les Visible to do an audio commentary. He's quite well known across the world through various blogs in which he writes his commentaries, but he's like a musician, the singing, talking poet. There's a passion in when he speaks, and we enjoy when he speaks his piece. And so he comes from across the pond, somewhere in Europa, in the mothership, as he says, to bring this week's commentaries, socio-political, metaphysical, from Les Visible.
Roaring out of the hills of the double cluster with his chain gang hemi heads and 55-gallon barrel-headed carb, by way of Perseus and Caldwell 14, beaming through the repeater dish on the moon of Titan and transmogrifying from Sirius speak into what the limitations of Earth garble make possible. Here comes the dog poet. Howling at things that humans can't see, but which they had better, advisably, look out for just the same. I'll be doing the show naked from the waist down as the William Tell Overture plays in my head for the benefit of the intergalactic alien audience, which is seating in the large theater section of my parietal lobe. As the cranial nerves resonate for the amusement of the younger set, riding them like runaway acid heads sitting high up on the cables of the Golden Gate Bridge, as if the 60s had somehow slipped out between a crack in the San Andreas Fault for a little fugue reminiscing. But you won't be hearing the Rossini attending the program, because that's an off-Earth kind of special effect for those who can listen to two things at once and not get distracted. Why is the dog poet doing the show naked from the waist down? Well, it's radio, isn't it? And you'll never know if I'm telling the truth or not, and that's a good thing to keep in mind. The dog poet prefers to tell the truth, but he's not always dead certain what that is, even if I don't know how I'm dressed or undressed this evening. But I can assure you that some part of me is skinny dipping in the pools of infinity and sunbathing on the rocks of time, and ever will be. I'm as pleased as a Jonestown survivor on his way to a Doobie Brothers reunion this evening, because my trusty AKG D330BT microphone, which I forgot when I packed to come here, arrived in the mail this week, so it's goodbye to all the static hum and popping sounds that have plagued the last three shows, but which were wonderfully reduced by the magical ministrations of our host, the redoubtable James Jensik. This microphone was once the property of Corey Carson, who is Johnny Carson's son and was once a rare and casual acquaintance of mine on the island of Maui, but I digress. Of course, it's not that easy to digress when you haven't said anything to digress from yet, but I'll be getting to that. Anyway, here I am, and there you are. Yes, indeedy. The big news, which sounds a little like Zbigniew, one of Obama's, rhymes with Osama's, behind-the-scenes advisors, is the global warming scam expose. The blogosphere is showering sparks like a severed high-tension cable, and the SNMSM is doing a drunken moonwalk in its efforts to criminalize the whistleblower, diminish the evidence, spin, fold, and mutilate the evidence, declare the evidence tampered with, and generally do whatever it is commanded to do, or its Zio pimp is going to beat it with a coat hanger. Fox News is jumping all over it, having slipped into bed with the human race for a brief interlude, because two factions of the elite are at war with each other, and Fox represents one of them. What it is that the new elite reptile vampires are having a tug of war with the old elite reptile vampires, but just keep in mind that they are both reptile vampires, and they want all of us who aren't necessary to serve them here and in the afterlife to be permanently downsized out of here and the hereafter. The world's premier dung beetle, Rupert Sump Pump Murdoch, mouthpiece and disinfo magnet for the Zio Ogre Camp, has temporarily put aside the big-breasted, air-headed bimbos. Well, not really. And given his attention to publicizing the odious lies of once-respected scientists, but never by me, caught with their pants down and molesting the audience at a Special Olympics event. The reason for all of this global warming hoopla As first popularized by one of the chief investors in the carbon tax industry, Smokin' Al Gore, was to manifest a money source for the people chosen or self-chosen to bring the New World Order into being. It costs a lot of money to create an international fascist government to rule the world, and they figure you should pay for it. After all, you're on the receiving end, you're the one who benefits from it, it's all for you. There's a real irony here because Al Gore invented the internet. And it's the internet that has brought out the damning evidence that global warming, for which Big Al is the spokesmonkey, is now a proven fraud. They made it up, people, so that they could levy a carbon tax on the entire human race so that they could finance the infrastructure of Big Brother government that wants to make sure the calendar always shows every day to be in the year of 1984. It may be big and it may be heavy, but it's not your brother. The Tweedledum of this Tweedledee is the Tamiflu If Pigs Could Fly By Night virus, which is another scam laboratory designed by stockholders, designed by stockholders in the pharmaceutical AMA Combine. It's now a given that the job of the medical profession is to advise you wrong in all things concerning your health and to mistreat you if they get their hands on you so that you require yet more of their lethal services. Doctors are as committed to your health as a hooker is to chastity. Both of them are handing out STD hors d'oeuvres, hoping for corroded pipes and leaky faucets. Welcome to the apocalypse. Welcome to the time of revealing and unveiling. The whole of the ruling junta of the elite are getting caught with their pants down, and the dog poet is celebrating that tonight with a little William Tell overture for the aliens in the audience. This is going to keep happening, folks. Whatever these psychopaths get up to is going to be exposed, and ever more quickly and dramatically, as time goes by. The divine, or God as he is generally known, plays a lot of roles within the movie of life, depending on the circumstances. At this time, he's playing the unveiler, and it's just going to get better as it proceeds. Did any of you happen to see Obama, rhymes with Osama, as he walked through the receiving lines of Russian dignitaries and they wouldn't shake his hand? You don't see that kind of thing very often. And I'll wager that you didn't see it at all because Zio News didn't want you to. Now consider that Russia has just agreed to deliver the S-300 anti-aircraft system to Iran. So that means Israel will have to get their false flag together real soon because this system will make it less like bombing defenseless Palestinian women and children, which is more what they're used to. This would mean serious technical opposition to their ongoing efforts to destroy every country in the Middle East but their own. They've been working like the illegal immigrants in their sweatshops of late to bribe, threaten, and cajole all available nations to censor Iran for trying to build energy-generating nuclear reactors. Their emissaries and lackeys have been running like unwilling organ donors from Israeli body part brokers to every nation on earth to please pull out all the stops to stop Iran from doing what they're not doing. Here's another place where the unveiling is hammering in some telling blows to the body, and that is in relation to the mass-murdering, illegal state of Israel as they viciously attack their neighbors for the purpose of territory and resources. Along with the attack they're planning against Iran, they're also planning another attack against Lebanon because their fresh water sources are running out. Even with stealing the majority of the Palestinians' water after having stolen most of their land and jamming them into shooting galleries of hellish ghettos to make what little is left of Palestine one of the most crowded places on earth, they don't have enough water, and any time they don't have enough of anything, and there will never come a time when they have enough of anything, their neighbors had better look out. Russia now says that if it looks like the World Health Organization has been scamming them about this non-epidemic flu epidemic, they're going to pull out of the World Health Organization. At the present moment, it looks more and more like Russia is a light among nations. Who would have imagined it? Putin nailed the oligarchs once he assumed power, and one of them has just been caught compromising that English streetwalker, Lord Mandelson. Yes, aluminum oligarch Deripaska, who looks like a demented Sesame Street character, has been the beneficiary of Lord Mandelson's time as a trade secretary for the European Commission when he twice lowered aluminum tariffs. They must have worked this out while Mandy was a guest on his boat in Corfu. This is right around the time that the two of them went to dinner at Natty Nat Rothschild's estate on the same island. Yeah, scratch the surface of just about any British, American, or Israeli politician, and you'll find yourself in black bag heaven as unmarked currency bills shower down out of the air all around you. The more the common person suffers and endures, the more the financial reward for the predators, read politicians. Those who are supposed to serve them. The closest service is likely to come in these circumstances with these people is when you see a member of the public delivered to the politician's table, cooked to a crackling with an apple in their mouth. A whole lot of British politicians got caught flat-out stealing from the public till recently and lying about it, and the result has been that they voted themselves an extra £3,000 to help defray the cost of what they are no longer able to steal for the moment. Aroo! Dog poet wants the power of invisibility so he can slip into the halls of Parliament and sink his teeth into the fat posteriors of these common thieves, and dog poet will do it if he gets the chance. Dogpo could use some magical powers because he would really like to turn all of the Rothschilds and their servants and associates into Gila monsters and put them in a massive terrarium and feed them the corpses of decaying sewer rats and live centipedes. And I've got some ideas for a Sunday brunch. When I agreed to come down here, onto this planet, I had to put my flying saucer in a blind trust, and there was no promise that I would get it back through the course of this particular visit. There was no statement to the reverse, either. I might get to use it, and I might not, but I sure could use it. It's got all kinds of nifty features, and one of them is a matter transformer, though that's not exactly what it's called. What it does is change the molecular structure of any object into the consistency of just about anything. So what I would do, if I had my saucer, is change the Washington Monument into lime jello. I turned the Capitol building into semi-hard lizard shit, and I'd do it in the middle of July. I'd transform the Senate office building into week-old tuna fish creme brulee, also in the middle of the summer. That's just off the top of my head. Should I put my full attention on the matter? I am sure I should come up with. I could come up with various innovations that would serve the needs of a nation in denial. I'd locate the actual audio of the actual 9/11 planners, where their plot is still resonating in the ethers. The saucer has a sound recovery unit, although that's not what it's called, that can reach some distance back in time. I used to use it on long voyages, listening to classic conversations from history. I'd leave the English intact as it was spoken by the participants from CIA and NSA and White House and whatever, along with the assorted neocons and elected officials who were involved, and I would have the translating unit for that part of it that was discussed in Hebrew and other languages. I'm guessing there wasn't much said in Arabic except for where cutouts and Tavistock graduates were used. I'd broadcast everything that went on Jack Abramoff's gambling boat when Mohammed Atta and some associates visited him in Florida a short time before the attacks. I'd cut in and out to the FBI agents who were monitoring the whole thing and who reported on the event afterwards. I'd show the video of what happened when 9 of 11 hijackers got pulled out of the boarding line and taken into a back room and then brought out and cleared for boarding. Man, wouldn't that be something. I suspect that much of the public will resemble the man who walks out on his wife in the pool boy, and she asks, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? I'd make animated billboards appear all along America and Great Britain's highways that tell humorous Burma shave stories, like interactions between famous people as if they actually occurred. Along with this, I would intrude myself into the network TV and do voiceovers of the newscasts and show up on the Sunday morning political shows, as well as various other programs. It's all so desirable. It almost has to happen, and maybe it will, but maybe not with me, or not the same as I'm laying it out here. The weaseling and blame deflection that is going on with the climate scandal is mesmerizing. Here is the largest collection of self-righteous and self-important scientists ever gathered together on one highly financed hallucination, which shadowy corporate and political interests have paid them to lie and obfuscate about. Every one of them has a voucher in his back pocket which says, pay 30 pieces of silver to the bearer on demand. It's one roller coaster derailment after another in these times of exposure and unveiling. This assortment of global Illuminati elite and their stable of sold-out whores is a global embarrassment of epic proportions. First they got together and hatched a plot to attack their own country on 9/11. This they blamed on Muslim Arabs. Then the same murdering psychopaths did the 7/7 in Madrid train station attack, and the kicker is that the same Israeli security firm, ICTS, was in charge of all the 9/11 airports, the London Tube, and the Madrid train station at the times of the attacks. Boy, what a coincidence. Then they used that pretext to attack Afghanistan so that they could put in their pipeline to Haifa and reinvigorate the heroin industry, which is hands-off to the coalition soldiers, except for protecting Bush Sr.'s crops. Then they phonied up the intel in order to attack Iraq, where they destroyed the infrastructure and looted the antiquities, and where the people are now worse off than they were under Saddam, except there are a lot fewer of them. Then they destroyed the world economy and forced the public, from whom they stole their money, to pay them an enormous amount of billions of dollars to fix what they broke and still did not fix. The housing crash has forced tens of thousands into homelessness. Now they have been caught out lying about global warming in order to levy a carbon tax on every nation on Earth. Obama, the peace candidate, has now launched an invasion of Pakistan, and the daily random murder of innocent tribesmen and farmers with unmanned drones just continues. Next, they intend to attack Iran. They've built re-education camps across America and are training the National Guard and domestic police forces for assaults on the citizenry in case they get upset about what's being done to them, and possibly even if they don't get upset. And all along the way, the Israeli settlers and the IDF murder Palestinian men, women, and children in cold blood as they force them out of their homes and off their lands into ever tighter and tighter confines of the world's biggest outdoor concentration camp. And the band plays on. Bin Laden has been dead for 9 years at least now, and he's still dancing across the media wires like a plastic Halloween skeleton. What new outrage looms on the horizon? There is no limit to the greed and murderous intent of these vampire cannibals in human form. They are demons run amok through the wallboards of a looted empire. I can't end the show on a note like this. Is that a C-sharp minor modulating to F-flat major? I think it is. Enough of this mournful dirge. As bad as appearances may be, it's all to the good because these miscreants and their armies of willing elves are being de-pantsed before the eyes of the world. They're outing themselves and being named and marked for cosmic retribution. How will it all resolve? I can't tell you that. I do not know, but I do know that it's all in the hands of an ineffable force that cannot be compromised, and it is leading and directing these monsters to their destined end. They will not prevail. They shall be crushed under the wheels of history and shish kebabbed with the sword of truth. We've come to the end of another Smoking Mirrors flavored radio transmission. I'll see you next week if there is one, with a kinder, neater, sweeter, visible origami flavored broadcast. In the interim, may you find the strength and succor of the light within, and may the shadows and specters of these troubling times pass you by on their way to the architects of our collective misfortune. Aloha, my friends. Anoru!
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun...